All right, well, we've been teasing for the last couple of days. Today would be a big day. Big announcement, and normally around this time, Joey, you're playing a very special open to welcome us to the midway point of your work week. Instead, however, I'm going to welcome you to the Ochsner Performance Center on Airline Drive. You know it. It is your home for the New Orleans Saints and the New Orleans Pelicans. Hint, hint. I speak for a living for 3 hours a day. I would love to tell you the big news, but how about we have a special guest deliver that for us? Saints and Pelicans president Dennis Lauscha. Dennis, welcome and feel free.
Wow, thanks for that. And we're really excited not only to be on your show today, which is special in itself, but hopefully we'll be on a lot of your shows because we're here to announce that the New Orleans Pelicans flagship will now be ESPN New Orleans 100.3, and we can't be more excited. We're very, very happy. We love the relationship. It's something that we've been talking about for a while now, and welcome aboard. We can't wait to work together and go forward and deliver the best product that we can to our fans out there. And you know, a big part of why I think we're partnering is because you guys are a local radio station. That means a lot to our owner. That means a lot to the folks that work here. And we couldn't be happier, to be quite honest with you.
Well, Dennis, trust me when I tell you that I'm pretty excited about it as well. When you look at all of the different excitement and levels of excitement we've been talking about each and every day here on our show, just the last couple of days, Dennis, have you seen that kind of excitement when it comes to the Pelicans?
No, it's been really exciting. And you know, it's been a process. It isn't something that just happened overnight. It's something we've been working on for a while here. It's great to see a lot of our plans come to fruition. But here's the deal. The bottom line is we have a lot of hard work still left to do. And we're just beginning the process. And the whole idea here is to bring championship basketball to our community. And so we're just starting down that road. And the good news is that 100.3 will be with us that journey.
Speak with team president Dennis Lauscha of your New Orleans Saints and New Orleans Pelicans on your brand new home for Pelicans
sounds
basketball.
Good.
Super excited.
Sounds
great.
Trust me,
I've been wanting to say that for a long time, to say the least. Dennis, I call it a watershed moment, and it's because it speaks of what we've talked about for months on our show, and I got to give credit to a lot of Pelicans fans that called in, because I'm sure you feel it and you know it when it comes to the Fleur de Lis, right? Mm-hmm. There's general managers and head coaches and offensive coordinators everywhere, right? Everybody knows what to do. Over the last several weeks and months, there's general managers, there's team presidents, there's what the Pelicans should do when the community cares and matters and gives their opinion. That's winning half the battle there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want people to be passionate for basketball and passionate for the Pelicans just as they are passionate for the Saints. And you know, we see that as an organization. One of the big things that we have to do is educate our fans on why this is important, why this is good. But more importantly, we have to give them a reason to care and be passionate about the team and the organization. And so that was one of the things that we started working on a couple months ago. It's something that really was our focus. And it's you know, really good to see that those plans are starting to come to fruition.
That watershed moment I'm referencing was the team owner meetings for the NFL a couple of months ago. And you, Mrs. Benson, I thought both said things that should be put on plaques. You know, her talking about being a steward for two franchises moving forward. It's not just that she runs teams. It's for the community, which a lot of fans want to hear that, you know, because you know what it's been like, right?
Sure.
The Pelicans are going to Seattle and all this other stuff. So to hear that was awesome. But to hear you say in March that it was a looking in the mirror and understanding what it is that we needed to go, I think a lot of fans have been wanting to hear that.
Sure.
But that's how we get to Thursday at Draft Fest, right?
Yep.
It's understanding that immediacy, that moment of, okay, how did we get here and where do we go? And I guess sort of pull the curtain a little bit for us and take us back to that moment of, you know, y'all in a room or you're sitting down and you realize what you had to do.
Yeah, well, I think, it goes back to when we bought the franchise. And, you know, we'll make no bones about it. I mean, basketball was new to us. Sure, we knew they had an NBA franchise here. Sure, we knew what financial statements looked like. Sure, we knew, I thought we knew what the basketball front office should look like, which should in many ways probably shadow or look what an NFL front office should look like. But I think we had a lot of learning to do. And, you know, over the course of those years, we made some mistakes. Of course, we did have some, positive outcomes making to the playoffs. But I think as this season progressed, I think there was certainly a feeling by Mrs. Benson and myself and others in the organization that, hey, you know, we have to go all in. We have to go all in on this franchise. We have to do whatever it takes. This isn't about going through the motions. This is about having the fanaticism, if you will. I've said that before, fanaticism of winning like we have on the football team. Every single thing that we do for the Saints is completely focused on winning, and that starts with Mickey and Sean and the coaching staff and everybody else. And by no means am I saying that wasn't the case prior to making some changes here. But again, I don't know if the focus was as sharp as it should have been. And so we said, look, we really want to bring a championship team to this town. Let's really, like I said, go all in and look at every single process that we're doing on the basketball side, and let's figure out a way that we can improve. And so part of that was finding a new general manager, and part of that was, again, going through our internal process of trying to figure out what we really believe would bring us winning results. And so whether that was player acquisition, player development, player science, basketball, it's called basketball operations, coaching, those were all important things that were really graded in a sense to really look for in the next general manager that came. And so we went through the interview process. Prior to that, we had, tried to, find folks that had those criteria. Long and short of it, David Griffin really displayed everything we were looking for, and that's why we chose him.
Speaking with Saints and Pelicans team president Dennis Lauscha, paranoia was the word you used that day, and that I call the watershed moment over there at the owners' meetings, because it's true, right? I mean, Saints fans, after one, they're so passionate about that team offseason, during the season, and get it, and it's trying to get that connectivity to it. We had an exercise on the show where we had fans call in and say, all right, you're at the proverbial table, you're in the office, the interviewing of the candidates come in, what is your number one question that you wanted? For me, it was philosophy. I want to know where you're going. Where are you seeing the NBA in 3 to 5 years? Because it kind of starts there, right? I mean, it's easy to say, okay, we need a player. Sure. Everyone needs players, but you need to start everywhere. What do you think was what was the number one question you asked?
Well, it goes back to what I said. I wanted, for me personally, first of all, I'm a little bit fanatical on being prepared for everything I do. So, I had a gigantic binder of questions for everyone, and I would flip through it and make sure we covered every one of my concerns. Mm-hmm. Again, it was a pretty voluminous binder, but this decision was so important. And I'll go back, for me, it was the things I said. It was how are we going to acquire players, both, through the draft, internationally, through free agency, what was the philosophy of that? What was the philosophy of player development? Again, in my mind, we're a small market team. And although I don't believe this, I will say there is at least a feeling out there that we're going to have a little bit more difficult in the free agency than some of the big markets. Mm-hmm. I think we can resolve that issue. But in the beginning, I think what that means is we're going to have to develop our players better than anybody else can develop players, develop our youth. And then knowing that we were going to be young, player development was such a big focus. Player science, again, it was so important to us. The health of the players, how we're going to deal with that. We had so many injuries this year in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And again, having young players in talking about development, want to make sure we're doing everything that we can, whether that was in the weight room, whether that was in the training room, wherever, in nutrition, wherever that, and what kind of focus did you have? Obviously, thoughts on coaching. And then, like I said, and it's, coaching also fits the player development piece. And then, we talked about everything else related to, I don't care if it was what do we look like when we're on the road, the policies and procedures, what do we look like at home, what's the discipline going to look like, all of those things. And then lastly was more of, I would say at a very high level, as Ms. Benson has said over and over, the family feel, the culture. That has been a very important part of our success, I think, on the basketball side. One organization, everyone feeling that they're being a part of it. There is no separation. There are no walls. Mm-hmm. Communication flows. Expectations are discussed. And we thought that was a very important part of. So when you kind of mix all of those things together, the perfect candidate would be able to excel in all of those, and that's what we had in David.
Speak with Dennis Lauscha, team president for the Saints and Pelicans on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. You know, it's interesting you say that about the Saints. As you mentioned back in March, was New Orleans ever a destination for free agents? And now it's one of the organizations that people talk about coming and wanting to play. You see players like Cam Jordan, Michael Thomas, others.
Absolutely
getting out there. I just saw Alvin Kamara yesterday, right, drop his Gillette commercial. Yep. So you can have success, but more importantly, have people want to be here and be a part of that community. What was one of the, I guess, tougher questions that you had to receive? Because it's an interview on both sides, right, from candidates.
Well, you know, I don't know if I had a tough question as much as I wanted everyone who came to the interview process to know how much we were committed to this. As you know, I'm a local, mm-hmm. and I feel very passionate about the city. And, you know, it does bother me at times when people say, I personally, you know, that New Orleans is a small market. It can't support more than one team. And, you know, we go from here to Chack Bay on all the excuses we can have on why this won't work. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, that really just creates a bigger and bigger chip on my shoulder on why this has to succeed. And mm-hmm. this goes back to kind of looking in the mirror saying, hey, this isn't just about keeping this franchise in New Orleans. This isn't just about Dennis being successful. This isn't about, you know, Mrs. Benson being successful. This is about the rest of the country saying that we can't do it. And that's baloney. We can do it. And, I absolutely do not subscribe to, I absolutely do not buy into the big market, small market issues. I mean, I get that there are challenges. I get that. Mm-hmm. But we make our own market. We make our own team. As you said on the Saints side, you know, I strongly believe that on the basketball side. And you're starting to see it now. I mean, people are saying, hey, New Orleans is a pretty strong place to go for a basketball team. They have a nice I like what's going on at the Pelicans.
Right.
I mean, so you see, within a couple of 5 months, 4 months, whatever it's been, we've kind of changed the narrative. And that was part of what we were trying to start when we hired David. But the bottom line is, again, I go back to, we have a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And we'll keep on focus. And so part of this whole looking in the mirror was, hey, we have to give this franchise a chance. We have to, you know, look, we will throw everything we have. We'll work 24 hours a day. We'll work 7 days a week, blah, 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 blah. We'll put the absolute best people. We'll get the best people. We'll invest the resources, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, if it's a complete failure, at least we know we gave it everything we had. I don't believe that it'll ever be a complete failure. I personally believe right. It's going to excel just like the Saints excelled. And I want to be a part of that. And so does Ms. Benson and the other folks that work here. So, you know, we talked about this as an organization, you know, last, you know, Friday. It was like, you know, if you can dream it and you can believe it and communicate and then you can execute it, we can accomplish some amazing things. And that's really been what the focus has been. You know, let's dream big. Let's believe in each other and let's execute. And, you know, that's the focus of the Pelicans right now, as well as the Saints.
It's incredible, Dennis. You're talking about changing the narrative. You know, you bring in David Griffin and just in his hires, whether it's Aaron Nelson, Swin Cash, and then you see, obviously, with Trajan Langdon, all of a sudden, you just mentioned it, it becomes a place, and I've said it on the show, where people outside of here go, you know what, there's opportunity, there's diversity, there's chances to succeed, they're doing it right. I'm going to start submitting my name. You know, you're going to start attracting some of the top minds and people looking at you now all of a sudden as a destination and things of that nature. But it starts there, and we see it. The example here with the Saints, it took a while. 06, you had a little success. It was fun. Sure. But 09 was when you won the title. But you have to give everybody the tools to do that. But the reason I wanted to start our conversation with you there is because that takes us to what we saw on Thursday. I'm still in awe by what we saw on Fulton Street. It was incredible to see the video you guys released of in the war room here during the pick. And then you just see Zion and everybody else on Friday, Saturday at the court dedication. They're asking, they're telling him where he needs to go eat, what's the best fried chicken places, roast beef, pull boys, the works. But his dad's message right at the end there, just, it again, I keep saying on the air, don't pinch me. It couldn't have gone any better. Now it's time to, you know, to play basketball and stuff. And we get that. Free agency's coming in 4 days. But the point is, it starts somewhere. And it's more positive than it was a few months ago.
Yeah, no. And look, again, I don't ever want to
put a damper on all the excitement. In fact, I celebrate the excitement. But to your point, I mean, you know, again, something we discussed last Friday as an organization was, you know, a year ago, we're sitting here and, you know, we're mourning the passing of Mr. Benson, but things are looking good because both we're coming off playoff wins in basketball. We're coming off playoff wins in football. You know, horses were in the Kentucky Derby. You know, things are going well. And then things continue going well. We start the basketball season well. Football season is going great, of course. And then we get to January. And we get to January in the first quarter of 2019. I mean, there's the non-call, the trade request. We got killed in the Pegasus, our horse race. And then it goes on and on and on. And then, again, we flip it 4 months later. And kind of the story there is, you know, for a lot of organizations, that stuff can cripple them. But, you know, we took a lot of pride, particularly with changing of the rule in the NFL and then what we're doing again in the NBA. You know, there's ups and downs in this industry, a lot of ups and downs. But if we can stay on the positive trajectory and continue going up, then I think, you know, that's how you're successful all over the long term. You never let the lows get you down too low. You never get too high with the highs. You just continue to focus on improving every day. And I think that's where we are right now, to be honest with you. But having said that, I'm still very excited with us all last Thursday because, to be quite honest with you, we hadn't seen it since we bought the team. And we, you know, it was so great to see the fans. It was so great to see the response. And look, people are excited. Obviously, our ticket office is doing well. We're going to announce today, I'll announce to you, we're going to hit the over the 10,000 mark in season tickets this year, which is great. I mean, I think this morning we woke up and we were 107 away from that. So we'll probably hit that today. You know, I'd love to be at the 13, 14,000 season ticket base. I mean, hopefully we can get there. I mean, that's kind of the stretch goal there. That would put us in a strata that we've never been before. But having said that, we know a lot has to happen to get to that. And, but the excitement is there. I mean, the emails, the texts, everything that I get. And now you're part of our team. You're going to see us as well. That makes me more excited than anything else I do. I mean, and it's, you know, the same with the Saints. I mean, just seeing the crowd into the game, everybody being excited and delivering on hitting those expectations. There's no better feeling for me as a professional, as a president, to see that happen. And I get so much joy out of seeing that, and it was great seeing it Thursday.
Speaking with team president Dennis Lauscha of the Saints and Pelicans on your brand-new home for Pelicans Radio, ESPN New Orleans. I promise just two more. I know you're busy. But I think one of the things that I think stands out to me why we're excited, and I'm excited, I went to Brother Martin, unfortunately.
I won't hold that against you.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say this. Notice, you see how that works in New Orleans? When you go to opposite schools, the other immediately reminds the other. It's unfortunate. I think it matters, and it means something. And I think there's been a connection with the black and gold that I would love to see. And you saw bits and pieces sprinkled when it came to the Pelicans when it was first the Hornets. I thought the name changed. You know, it was funny. Some people didn't like the name. And then all of a sudden you started to see the merchandise fly everywhere because it was unique and it was their own. And I kind of got that sense and feel again over the last couple of days. Our intern's father was out looking for shirts for Thursday, went to get some brand new polos.
Sold out.
How many stores? He said four or five stores. He went all around Metairie, couldn't find them. Which is nuts, but people were going to buy stuff to go do that. Obviously, I know a lot's going to be centered around Zion, and I've said it on the show. I'm 43, going to be 44, and you know I'm responsible for my wife, the little one, and stuff like that. Indirectly here on the station, you obviously got an important job, but imagine being 18, almost 19, and knowing what's on those shoulders. But he doesn't seem, I don't know if he's not oblivious to it or he's ready for it. It's incredible when you think about it because he's welcoming you with open arms. And I think how David Griffin on Friday introduced him, I thought was important to be like, hey, look, you're part of us. Patience, take time, go ahead and grow it. But it's incredible, isn't it?
No, I know. I mean, you know, I mentioned this the other day. I mean,
were you starstruck when you saw my intern was on Friday?
I would tell you, I am shocked at how well he handles himself for an 18-year-old, to be quite honest with you. I'm sure when you were at 18 at Brother Martin and I was 18 at Jesuit, although we went to great schools, and I'm sure people say there are much better schools, but although we think we went to the greatest schools in the world, I don't know if I could have handled myself as well as he has done over the last – whatever it's been, a week and a half, he truly has been a model. And I think part of why he does such a great job of that is because I think he is 100% sincere. He's 100% humble, and his he's been raised by two great parents who really have kept him humble. And look, he just wants to be as best as he can be. He is a student of the game. It's amazing listening to him, his father, and Alvin talk about basketball. You really get a sense of how much basketball means to him, which is very important. He does care about the community quite a bit. And look, I'm as happy as you are to see, and I know our fans are, when, you know, he came out and said, you know, New Orleans is home. I mean, mm-hmm. and I mean, again, going back to our New Orleanian roots, I mean, and that's kind of what we want, right? We want to make everybody feel at home, and that's why New Orleans is such a special place. And when someone acknowledges how great the city is and how good the people is, and, you know, it's awesome. You know, we hosted the NBA All-Star Game a couple of years ago, and I will tell you, you know, we got a tremendous amount of accolades, and, you know, it was a very tough thing to pull off because we had Mardi Gras going on at the same time. And, the you know, after that, the next meeting was the Las Vegas meetings, which happened in the summer. In fact, they're going to happen here next week. And the number one thing I heard from every owner, or governor, I should say, mm-hmm. these days, every governor who was there, was how great the people in New Orleans were. And I think as a city, sometimes we kind of take that for granted. But when you come here, and like has been said many times, if you allow New Orleans to love you, you'll get a lot more back. I think he's understanding that. And look, I don't think it's just him. I think it's all the new guys we're bringing in. I think they all, you know, feel that love. Now, some of them we can't announce because of NBA rules, but mm-hmm. I still think yeah. they're feeling idea. That love.
Yeah. Bang yeah. A boys, we get
yep.
it.
Yep, exactly.
Finally, I guess what's more exciting, obviously, all of this is going on, and the fact that your marketing plan's already been delivered by him. Let's dance. It's everywhere, right? I mean, it's done.
Yeah. No, we have a lot to do on that front. Now, you know, I one of the things that we're real talking about the business side, one of the things that we really have been working on, we've done a really good job on the Saints on customer experience, and we always talk about, you know, we've been very proud to be number one in the league the last 2 years, and that's with some new stadiums coming on board, including wow. Atlanta, and we still never beat them, which, you know, has which
anytime you can beat Atlanta in anything,
right.
Exactly.
We take pride in that, and I know it makes them mad that they have that new stadium and they're not number one. But having said that, what we're trying to do is really be transformative on the game day experience on basketball, and we're working very closely with the league. We're going to it was actually something that I felt very strongly about wanting to change the game day experience and what you see. And I was talking to the commissioner, Adam Silver, about it a couple months ago, and he feels very much the same way. And so we're working with the league to do some special things. And, I don't know if we'll be able to complete all those things before the start of the season, but certainly I think there's going to be some really neat things we're going to see here in the next couple of years on the game day experience as far as what you see on and off the court. And so we'll be working that direction, and there'll be some other branding campaigns that mm-hmm. we'll be doing. But for the most part, yeah, we'll be dancing, hopefully.
Well, look, man, this is just the first of many conversations I'd love to yeah. have with you. Yeah. You know, fireside chats to kind of give fans a perspective that's maybe not always – heard because I think there's a tremendous advantage. The NBA is a global game. The yeah. NFL is fantastic here, but it's a global game. It's a chance to really get out and push New Orleans and have people know what New Orleans is all about, which is very unique. And Adam Silver, we talk about him on our show all the time, very innovative, creative, saw something a couple months ago. It's going to be jerseys eventually that fans can change the names. It's just things like that are exciting, and it's two different products. Fans are very involved when it comes to the NBA, social media-wise, players as well. So I'm excited, man. I mean, if you good. Can't tell.
I'm happy. I'm that excited, too. You should know. I think – you know, some of the criticisms were that we didn't focus on football. We didn't focus on basketball. We focused too much on football. The reality of it, particularly from a business side, my goodness, I was blown away in what the NBA did in my introduction to the NBA, particularly on the business side over yeah. the last couple of years. And I would tell you, it's through really a lot of things I've learned on the NBA side that has created the number one fan experience on the NFL side as well. And
But, you know, we have a big challenge here. And first of all, let me say you're absolutely correct. I mean, if you look at the people that are following the Pelicans across the globe, I mean, it's, you know, everyone says, oh, it's China. It's not just China. I mean, India, it's Africa, it's France, it's the Philippines. I mean, those are some of the markets that really or in continents that really, you know, support our team. But what we have to never lose sight of, in my opinion, is the 7 million people that live in the Gulf South. And this is a football market, and it's my duty and our staff's duty and our organization's duty to convince those kids to get involved in basketball, because we know that if a kid picks up a basketball, there's, you know, 2-3 shot chance he's going to attend or she's going to attend a Pelicans game. So, you know, we really continue to focus on promoting youth basketball. We're continuing to put courts in around the states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. And you know, we've been very involved with the Biddy Basketball Program, USA Basketball. So, you know, you will see, and with your help, mm-hmm. And through the, you know, other 11 affiliates that hopefully will be involved with you and in 100.3, we'll be continuing to promote basketball because basketball is important to this community in the state and region.
Oh, that's what excites me. Yeah. You need anything from us, you know, yeah, you know how to here. Get a hold of me. Yeah,
look, just call me.
I'm beyond excited. Good. And I'm looking forward to it because we're not even too. At the season. But trust me when I tell you, it's been your home for hoops for a while. And it's a proud day not only for me being a local but also for our station. And I'm excited.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Very excited to have you on board.
Absolutely. Team President Dennis Lauscha of your New Orleans Saints and New Orleans Pelicans on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. We are just underway. Coming up shortly, head coach Alvin Gentry. You'll hear from David Griffin as well. Daniel Salison can't short him. He'll talk because he's going to be calling those summer league games right here on ESPN New Orleans. That's right. Those new players we can't talk about. And the ones we can, you'll hear their first shots, their first dunks on people right here on ESPN New Orleans. Joey, I promise when we come back, we'll start the show normally when you welcome us officially to the midway point of your work week, but we're kind of excited here. Pelicans basketball, your new home right here on ESPN New Orleans.